And we happily welcome back the heat index to our weather forecast.
Hooray.
It's been gone so long.
How long has it been gone?
I don't know.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, but it's back, and we're not happy about it. And again, hoping for two things. First of all,
change.
Hoping
to change.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll get that north wind tomorrow night, because you know, I don't believe that the
we'll bundle up at Fireman's Park.
I was going to say, I don't think the press box at Fireman's Park is air conditioned. So I figure you're doing shorts and t-shirts anyway, right?
Yep.
See how that goes. What we're referring to is again, and we hate to pat ourselves on the back, but wouldn't you expect us to broadcast all the games?
Pat.
Yep, and we will. We'll have all the games of, again, a monumental series. It's just really so cool that this has happened. And, you know, somebody's going to end up going to state, and that's fun.
Yep.
Oh, we had a little drama last night.
A little drama.
That was something else, man.
Yeah.
This harkens back to the Expo, the Brazos County Expo.
You know, I invoked that very thing this morning. Tucker and I were talking about it, and I said, I don't think we've gone. This may be the latest that we've gone since that election, and it's certainly the most dramatic since that election.
Sure. And again, as we had, it's on our website and in our newscast, that it was the mail-in ballots that caused the delay because, as Karen McQueen, you heard her say on our station, you can do that any time. You can do it beforehand if you want to, but
you can do it any time after early voting.
Right, yeah, because the holiday, they didn't do it, and so they waited until last night, and they had a problem with a cable. The cable was faulty, so they had to go get another cable, and they did. But what that did is that postponed the counting of those mail-in ballots until all the other ballots had been counted. So while Brazos County appeared to be complete, it was not. We had almost 900 ballots that still had to be scanned, and they went through and they scanned them once, and that didn't work because they got a little ballot box chip that they put in there, and the ballot box chip and the physical count that they got as it went through the scanner was over 100 off, and so obviously they needed to stop, go back, and do it again. Then they stopped and went back and did it again, and that's why we didn't have the final numbers until about 11:05 or something like that. And in that time, and it became evident, really, at that point, if you had, let's say 900 in round numbers, if you had 900 ballots and the voting in there followed what had happened in Brazos County, that Kyle Cassell was going to have enough votes in that 900 to overcome Chris Scotty's lead district-wide, and that is exactly what happened. And but we also found out that that was not going to – I'm so proud of my A&M consolidated math. Mm-hmm. I was able to figure out that it would be impossible – excuse me, highly unlikely that
And it's not – it's impossible if you're going to use it. Remember,
It's impossible. It'd be impossible to have
– That's right. That's a Nat King Cole song, wasn't
it?
It's impossible.
To have a winner in the DA's race without a runoff. So we got that going for us. So and that's – and then – let me see. Outside of this area, Marva Beck loses.
Wow.
Marva Beck had spent a ton of money to get elected. She unseated a Democrat a couple of years ago, and, I mean, spent bunches of money to get elected, and then she got defeated by a guy who is the president of the Lufkin School Board.
There you are.
So that's interesting because, you know, school financing is going to be a big deal. And the more people who understand school financing, no matter what their background, whether it's in education or not, is important because they got to get that figured out. So Marva will have a seat for the time being. See how that works out. Sylvester Reyes will have a seat for the time being. And I guess that's it. And then we got that runoff in the Senate.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we're going to have people who talk funny coming in here pouring money. That's for sure.
Telling you, I bet we're going to see a former Alaska governor with some glasses.
I think so. And maybe a guy who used to be a senator in Pennsylvania probably be down here. So, we'll get to. And, you know, Cruz ran very well in Brazos County. So might see those people actually coming into our neck of the woods.
Hot dog.
See how that works out. All right. So now to the national scene.
Ah.
Michelle Obama has said again, Michelle Obama has said again she will not run for office in the future.
Oh.
Again, I didn't know that was a burning question out there, because I believe she told us she sometimes has this dream where she walks out the front door and keeps on walking.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. And she got no clothes on. No, wait, that's
another dream.
Oh, okay.
That's my dream.
And there are many other people who are saying, yes, keep on walking. That'd be fine. But apparently she was asked, and you know, because they are, after all, the home of penetrating questions, The View. He was on The View yesterday.
Yeah. Oh, good. Yeah, they all talk over each other. Yeah.
I want to watch a bunch of cackling hens.
She said, absolutely not. I'm not interested in politics. Never have been. Of course, if it gets hubby a 747 and she can fly her happy rear end any place she wants at our expense, I bet she likes politics just fine. Did I say that?
Listen to you.
Did I say that loud?
I reckon you did.
With the mic on and everything.
Yeah. Well, anyway.
I reckon you said it.
She said, one of the things you learn after 48 years, you know what your passions and your gifts are. So she likes working in the garden and flying on a 747. Okay, got that.
I can learn to like both those things.
Yeah,
I can learn gardening if you give me a 747.
If I got a 747, I'll learn to garden.
But, Tom, you wouldn't look fetching in a sleeveless dress. So.
Have you seen me yet?
Give him time in the garden.
Yeah,
let him sun.
Time in the garden, little sun. Little peck workout, you know. Who knows?
Don't knock it till you see it. Yeah. Drink it in, boys, right there. Mm.
And then forget all the polls, okay? A group of astrologers now has figured out who the president of U.S. America is going to be. And they say President Obama will win over Mitt Romney. It's in the stars. Mm. Five astrologers who were attending a convention in New Orleans talked about the contest and made their predictions. One astrologer opined, Obama's peak period stays consistent throughout the election, whereas Romney seems to falter a few weeks before the election. The ingress of Saturn into Scorpio may trouble Obama. It won't cost him the election, but it may indicate difficulties in the first half of his second term. Either that or the Republicans winning the Senate. That could do it, too. But, you know, I mean, I don't care what the stars say, but, you know, if you end up not having either of the houses in the legislative branch, you might have a little problem there. We'll see. Anyway, these five astrologers. Now, did they talk to 67 astrologers and only found five and they wanted to do the story so they had those five astrologers?
Probably so.
And this will make you feel really, really good about elected officials of both parties. This will be just a warming ray of sunshine for you about the governors, the last current governor and the former governor of the state of California. Again, each of the major parties represented there. Do you know this story about the We Never Forget license plates?
No.
When you buy a California special 9/11 memorial license plate, it comes emblazoned with the words, We Will Never Forget. You're told that 15% of that money will go to fund scholarships for the victims' children, and the other 85% will go into a fund for counterterrorism efforts, okay? That's not exactly what happened.
Oh.
Instead, lawmakers and governors continually used the fund, which collected $15 million, okay? Now, the governors, that would be Moonbeam Brown and Arnold Schwarzenegger, used a combined $3 million of that fund to patch the state's budget deficit, while legislators used millions more on issues like workplace safety and livestock disease.
You know, I believe if that was done in other contexts, you could argue that it's misappropriation.
Well, you know, and it's you remember that we talked about it's for the children,
sure.
Right? When we started the lottery in a large state in the middle of the United States. As it turns out, only a tiny fraction has gone to the scholarships. Only a tiny fraction. $80,000 has gone to that out of the $15 million that was collected. Way to go, California. There you go. And again, not the only state, and the Republicans and the Democrats are locked arms in that. So next time a politician tells you that's where the money's going,